Part 3, Chapter 8. Johnny was a mound of misery in the cage. The monster had pitched him in there before going off. It was cold, but Johnny could not hold a flint in his hands to start a fire. His fingers were a mass of blisters, and somehow, right then, he didn't want much to do with fire. His face was scorched, eyebrows and beard singed away. Some of his hair was gone. The old Chinko uniform cloth must have been fireproof. It had not ignited or melted, thus saving body burns. Bless the Chinkos. Poor devils. With their polite phrases and brightness, they had yet been exterminated. That was one lesson to be learned. Anyone who befriended or sought to cooperate with the Cyclos was doomed from the beginning. Monsters, indeed. Turl had not made one motion in the direction of that burning vehicle to salvage him, knowing he was tied to it. Compassion and decency were no part of the Cyclo character. Turl had even had a gun and could have shot the flexirope in half. Johnny felt the ground rumble. The monster was in the cage. A boot toe turned him over. Slitted, amber eyes appraised him.
"You'll live,"
grunted Turl indifferently.
"How long will it take you to get well?"
Johnny said nothing. He just looked up at Turl.
"You're stupid. You don't know anything about remote controls."
"And what could I have done? Tied to the seat,"
said Johnny.
"Zit, the bastard put a remote control under the hood and a firebomb."
"How was I supposed to see that?"
"You could have inspected."
Johnny smiled thinly.
"Tied to the cab?"
"You know now. When we do it again, I'll..."
"There won't be any again."
Turl loomed over him, looking down.
"Not under these conditions."
"Shut up, animal!"
"Take off this collar. My neck is burned."
Turl looked at the frayed flexirope. He went out of the cage and came back with a small welding unit and a new coil of rope. It wasn't flexirope. It was thinner and metallic. He burned off the old rope and welded the new one on, ignoring Johnny's effort to twist away from the flame. He fixed the far end of the new rope into a loop and dropped it over a high cage bar out of reach. With Johnny's eyes burning holes in his back, Turl went out of the cage and locked the door. Johnny wrapped himself in the dirty fur of a robe and lay in sodden misery beneath the newly fallen snow.